start with side sticks. Move fast and clear those murder holes.
Want to see plenty of beef between men. Five men, you can shoot the opportunity. One man's a waste of ammo.
WZBC out of Newton. Just one man's army, another man's immoral R&R in occupied territories. Out of Newton, WZBC. 90.3 FM. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. I've been chosen by my platoon to represent them and do them proud. In America's finest hour, when a man's a man and everything else is target practice. 617-552-4686. If you've got a dollar for the phone machine and have Windows XP connected to your back brain via built-in Microsoft proprietary encoding cables surgically implanted, you're set to go. So next week, 8 p.m., Defunct Radio, 2-year anniversary. A lot of archival material from Mr. Radio himself. And on Ethan's site, studio475.com, in about a week's time, some new metaphysics shows, 3-hour MP3s, for slow and high bandwidth. Will appear there. I'll give the exact address next week. I'll give it next week. And hopefully newmetaphysics.com will be alive and shielded from enemy anti-aircraft fire soon. Eagerly awaited by myself and a couple of old war veterans in wheelchairs in north of the Rio Grande somewhere. They put in a request for it. So Microsoft 2 begins now. The operating system to end all operating systems. Everything they didn't get to the first time around, get to now. $500 million ad buy coming to a subconscious mind near you.
Get out of your weapons. Keep those axes clear. We'll see you on the beach.
taking drugs or like. Remember that night I called you? Like, I was, like, freaking out. The last time I did drugs, I definitely called you. I called you from work, and I was, like, freaking out. And then, like, that was the last time I did drugs, any kind of drugs, except for, like, I smoked pot once. And, like, that was probably... That was, like, 2.5 months ago, probably. I know. I know. So I'm actually kind of proud of myself. I think I know. Yeah. No, I've decided that, like, drugs are really, really bad. And, like, okay, like, obviously, like, all the drugs I was doing, like, speed by far is the worst. This guy in San Francisco, okay, speed is, like, this huge problem in San Francisco. Like, this guy, like, that lives in San Francisco, he was, like, 25, like, he was almost in a speed psychosis, and he murdered his landlord, and, like, he skinned her, and, like, it's really gross. He hit all the body parts, like, all around the city, and then he was in Macy's, like, afterwards, and he, like, started breaking apart the, like, mannequins, and, like, running around with, like, the mannequin, like, you know, head and, like, throwing it at people and all this stuff. And he was arrested, obviously, and, like, they found everything out and stuff. But, like, it's, like, causing this huge commotion in San Francisco about, like, the drug problem and, like, all this stuff. Because he was, like, a college student at, like, I think he was, like, a grad student at UCSF or something. And, like... Apparently, like, there's, like, a huge problem with it in the city, and, like, there's a lot of crime from it and stuff, because it makes people, like, if you do it, like, a lot, it turns you, like, it basically makes you go crazy. Like, I read stuff on the internet about it, too, and it's, like, it turns, like, it's, like, one of the worst drugs. It's, like, worse than heroin. I'm never, ever trying that again. And then, like, I also decided cocaine is, like, so bad. It causes, like, the hugest addiction, basically.
Too many, and they're forget-me-nots carpeting the backyard. It's really very pretty.
Oh, yeah. him. Like, I don't know. I think he has a job or something. I don't really know.
Anyhow, I feel very honored to be in this play, and it's running from the end of May to the end of June.
Looks as like going somewhere. But, she wants to come to, like, the city, like, on Saturday or something, to, like, go out and then, like, for the night. And then Lisa's being so annoying, so Lisa, like, hates her. And, like, it's so annoying. Like, I hate people that, like, hate other people so much that they can't even, like, go out with them or something. Lisa thinks she's, like, a baby and, like, really immature. Really annoying. Yeah, at least my parents, like, love me. Yeah. Her mom, like, asked me to call her mom and stuff. Yeah, they are. They're definitely normal. Like, Margaret is retarded. Like, they're definitely normal, yeah. She just wouldn't even, like, get to know them if she just, like, refused to, like, you know? Like, okay, yeah, her mom does have, like, a ton of dolls in the house and stuff, but, like, so, you know, they're, like, porcelain dolls, like, you know.
Log on to thenewjanus.com for the easiest way to check daily prices and account balances, or to buy, sell, or exchange on your Janus account. Our automated phone system is also available for these services by pressing 1 now. If you'd like to speak with a Janus representative, please wait to hear the options that are available for you. All conversations are recorded. Press 1 if you'd like to buy, sell, or exchange Janus funds. Press 2 for additional options, including information about Janus 2.
This is a jolly green giant. Okay, you go to the blank to sacrifice.
Altar.
Good.
Yes, okay. The olive branch.
Peace.
Dove.
Yes, yes. Good.
Okay, night and
seven.
Good.
Yes, okay, not day, but
night. Night.
Good.
Okay, you fix things with a
needle.
Oh, good.
Okay, not heaven, but
hell.
Good.
Okay, skip.
Pass.
Pass, yes. Okay, the computer.
Okay, time's up. Time's up. Nice work.
Woo!
Very good. All right. By grace. In the final round, you guys answered correctly 8, giving you a score of 2,650. You passed one time, which means the judges will have to deduct 100 points, 2,550 points as it stands. Nice work. Very good. Okay, Joey, are you ready? Chosen one. Step up to your mic, Joey. You guys have 45 seconds on my mark. Mark.
Joseph was here. Joseph, you know, bad people go.
Jail.
Prison.
Good.
We all go to the same what? We all go to the same.
House.
Church.
Good.
Skip. Not.
Pass.
Not hell.
Heaven.
Good.
Skip.
Pass.
Christmas, you give what?
Gifts.
Good.
The lamb beside you what? To it.
Would
you
walk?
No.
Run. What?
Kill it.
A lamb, sacrifice?
Good.
Yeah, Jesus is our.
Savior. Lord.
Good.
Yeah. Easter.
Gifts. Bunny, rabbit, eggs.
Wood with eggs in.
Basket.
Good.
You have a best.
Smile. Joy.
Voice.
You and this girl are best.
Friends.
Good. Very good. You just got that one. Nice work.
Woo!
Okay. Very nice. All right. Well, let's see. Chosen ones. In the final team clue round, you guys successfully answered 8, giving you a score of 2,475 points. You passed twice, which means we'll have to deduct 200 points off your score. 2,275 points. Okay. Hey, real quickly, let me remind you to study Joshua 3 and 1 Thessalonians 2 for next week. And remember to bring your parka, because it's going to be our Arctic Circle show, filmed entirely on location in Siberia. And now, the winner of Virtual Memory is, by grace, 2,550 points. Come on down, you guys. Come on down. Hey, guys, thanks for hitting the beach with us. Hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.
Virtual Memory has been sponsored by the Trinity Broadcasting Network and was made possible by your love gifts and telephone dollars. Write to Virtual Memory, P.O. Box A, Santa Ana, California, 92711.
My name is John Stopher. How can I help you?
I'd like to close my account.
The account or your social security number?
The account. You want the account number?
Or your social security number.
Okay. 204-03-8329.
Your name?
It's Jesse Crowan.
Mr. Crowan, a phone number in case I need to call you right back.
617-51.
You can verify for me the address on record?
Yeah, it's 290 Tappan Street, Brooklyn.
Thank you. The social security number?
025605.
Thank you very much. I show that you're currently invested in the Janus Mercury Fund.
Mm-hmm.
You were looking to redeem all shares?
Yep.
Were you redeeming due to market fluctuations, due to performance of the fund, or?
Performance of the fund.
Okay.
Yep.
Had you considered this a long-term investment when you initially invested?
Yep.
And so you didn't want to stick with that. Of course, portfolio managers out there, you know, doing what they do best, and that's finding and investigating in these companies. Of course, they don't like to see the prices of the funds go down. They are excited about the buying opportunities that this volatility has created out there in the market, especially in those companies that they're out there investigating in that have, you know, were overvalued last year or the last couple of years' markets. So, you know, they really feel like they're going to be poised and ready to ride this market, the market back up once it makes a turnaround. And that's just something I like to point out to you guys when you're making your redemptions. Let me go ahead. This is going to be sent to your address via check.
Mm-hmm.
The time frame is about 6 to 10 days for that check to arrive. And this is for all shares. Go ahead and confirm with you our transaction today. All shares will be redeemed from the Janus Mercury Fund. Account 204-038-329. That's with the trade date of today on the 20th. Your confirmation number, Mr. Crowan, is 22. My name is John Stopher. That's S-T-O-F-E-R.
Okay.
And I don't know if you have access to the internet, but you can do these type transactions right there online, as well as reestablish the account. The fund will remain available for you for a year under this account with a zero balance. So if you wanted to come back into the fund at a later point, maybe you felt like the market had made a turnaround, it is going to be available for you. And that is available right there at Janus.com. Have you been to our new website?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Was there anything else I could help you with today?
No.
Mr. Cohen, if anything comes up, or if you know you ever just want to discuss these funds, don't hesitate to give us a call right back.
Do you know when the Global Life Sciences Fund will be open? No, sir. They don't really have a date of when they might reopen. Really, the best thing to do is just give a call every so often to see if the fund has reopened. Or, of course, you can take a look right there at janus.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else for that?
Nope.
If anything comes up, call us back, sir.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Goodbye.
They don't say already, Fatty.
Don't just wish you death and snicker now.
What do you say?
I don't know.
You two tickets.
I know, but shave my head.
Money for a...
I know, but shave my head.
Money for a
Why?
Place to live. Money for a place to live.
Why? Can you leave some hair?
Place to live.
Why? Can you leave some hair?
Yeah, the little Harry Krishner ponytail.
That's
the
young man. I don't want a shiny
July is Celebrate America.
It's okay.
A special
It'll
video
back.
Featuring fireworks, music, testimonies, teaching, and preaching.
You can, you know, it's like really, really short, baby, but I like hair.
This video will inspire you to a greater love for your country.
How about crew cut? Flat
America
Marine
with
Marine
a
cut.
Cast of many.
Marine cut.
Word and song.
Every night. A crew cut? I'm not a dyke or anything.
You're talking a mighty fine. How do you know? You've never had man meat either.
What's your name, Aunt Bonnie?
You are a disgusting Aunt Bonnie.
I want something that'll make me look pretty. Look like a lady.
How about a ski mask and a shotgun with a toe attachment?
No. Can we compromise here?
Well, we want a crew cut, at the very least. I'm talking a buzz cut that they call a mighty fine, or a velvet top.
Will I have bangs and sideburns? I want to look like a lady.
How about crew cut with bangs? Like a reverse mullet? We'll do crew cut with bangs. Crew cut with bangs, Patty.
But don't make me look like a guy.
Too late.
You know, I'm feminine, you know?
You're feminine?
Feminine. Yeah. I'm a girl. You know what I mean? I'm a lady. I want to look like one.
Patty, we have a radio show to do.
We have America! Because I believe freedom is that volume.
To receive the Celebrate America video, send your pledge or love gift to TVN, P.O. Box A, Santa Ana, California, 92711.
A very fun little theater that's been in existence for 14 years.
Okay. See, I don't take the position of a victim. I don't take the position of a minority member. I don't take the position of an outlaw. I don't take the position of an outlaw. You're a dumbkopf like everybody else.
I didn't really know about it, though, because I'm such a hermit sometimes.
That marijuana should be legal. This industrial collusion to keep industrial hemp illegal
And it's in existence for 14 years, and it's at the, they do their plays at this little tiny theater.
Collusion, the cartels.
It holds 200 people. It's not that small.
And earth magic. The same, they are related. And the personification then of this energy which gives birth to forms and nourishes forms.
Okay, can't take any more than one car. It is theoretically possible to double for less. Say you've got $10 and you only have 9 more.
Right.
Or 8 more, you can just put that there and say double. They'll say double for less, and you go, yeah, sure.
Oh, buddy.
Female.
Yeah, but not money.
Oh, I guess. Actually, I'm a little confused on your key. Split L sad, I don't know, I don't get that.
Hey, dude, did you, got this really bad eye problem.
What eye problem?
Sort of like conjunctivitis, but worse. My eyes got more infected than that.
So...
No, I just want to see if you got anything like that.
Did I? No. Why?
Yesterday I was blind. I mean, I couldn't open my eyes. I had to be led downtown to my doctor's and then led... I mean, like a blind man, I couldn't see anything.
What are they?
That's scary. I had to go to a specialist, and I got some drops to put in.
Were they artificial tears?
No. No, they're, what's it called?
You don't even know what artificial tears are?
I do.
Yeah, they're...
No, this is, what are those things that, you know, like, professional athletes aren't allowed to take? Oh, steroid?
And so, it is in the agricultural world of ancient Mesopotamia, the Egyptian Nile, but also in the earlier planting culture systems that the goddess is the mythic form that is dominant.
And finally today, I'm able to open my eyes and see a little bit. Really scary. I was away in Ann Arbor when it happened.
Okay. Were you doing anything that would... I mean, you weren't...
Checking out?
Yeah.
You'd go blind. Waking up?
Yeah.
You'd go blind. It was very scary. I don't know what I was doing, so that's why it's highly contagious, too.
Yeah, so I'm not getting any.
If you notice anything with your eyes, because sometimes it could take a day to a week before it comes out.
Yeah, I didn't even touch you.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you. If you notice something, get it. See.
Well, I'll just continue to smoke large amounts of marijuana to ward off any disease that might be oncoming.
Yeah, good.
Actually, I'm a little confused with this key sheet.
Key sheet?
On the key, where RPRHRSPDDSHS. What do you mean by split LSAD?
LSAD?
Split LSAD. The code for that is P. On pairs, so you have like a like two and
you have 7-7 against 3. Right? You would say split, right?
7-7, yes, yeah.
Say you're not allowed to split for some
reason. No, it doesn't say split on 7-7 against 3, it says P.
P means split, right?
Split LZ.
Split LZ. Right, so that means split, if you can. If you're not allowed to, I'll tell you why you can't in a second. Then add those two together and you have 14, then go look at 14 versus 3. Okay?
Okay.
Why you can't split sometimes is, say, like at Foxwoods, if you split once, and then you say you have 2 sevens, you split one time, and then you get another 7, you can't split again. You can split to 2 hands there.
Okay.
Some places you can split up to 4 hands. Some places it's infinite number, but usually 4 is the most. Very common. You can only split one time. So if you can't split again, then you just add the 2. And then you get 14 versus 3, whatever. And then 14 versus 3, you stand.
Okay, so I take it double else hit means.
You can't get scared. You don't know how, you fucking idiot.
Take it easy. This has nothing to do with me.
Well, maybe it does. How the fuck would you know? You don't know a fucking thing. You can't get scared, but hey, can you get angry?
Yes.
Oh, you pathetic piece of shit. I can say whatever the fuck I want, and you won't have a fucking clue, you fucking retard. You know what? I'm gonna use you.
Right down the street from the Italian restaurant we went to, which we need to come back because we need to go there again. I need to drink wine and get silly and have a luscious dinner.
Well, if you're allowed to double, otherwise just hit it.
Okay, and then you have that under
obvious perception of creation issue.
That's right. And when you have a goddess as the creator, it's her own very body that is the universe. She.
Why would they say that?
Some games you can't double after you split.
Okay.
You have 2 aces.
Identical with the universe.
And one, and you say, okay, well, now I want to double, and they go, sorry, sir, you can't double right now.
And in Egypt, you have the Mother Heaven, Nut, the goddess Nut, who's represented as the whole heavenly sphere.
I was really taken when we went to Egypt upon first seeing the figure of Nut in the ceiling of one of those temples.
Yes, I know the temple.
You're really working on
it. Overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on counting mainly. I mean, I've been like playing sort of the dealer's role, you know, like taking the whole card and then flipping it over the way they do. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, dealing to yourself?
Yeah, I'm dealing to 3.
Great.
As a matter of fact, I'm not just dealing to myself, I'm dealing to like 3-4 other people.
That is excellent. And you're like the dealer?
Yeah, I'm the dealer.
Yeah, then
I have imaginary people.
That's the best way.
Yeah.
That's the best way to count and the best way to learn basic
there's
strategy.
One scene of her swallowing the sun.
The idea is that she swallows the sun in the west and gives birth to the sun in the east. And
Numbers
are on a certain high count. Instead of doing what you normally do in basic strategy, you can do something else. Because you know the count is high, so you know that maybe you should do something else. For example, if you have 16 against a 10, well, according to that strategy, your basic strategy, it says what, hit?
16 against a 10.
Hit or surrender?
RH, surrender else hit.
Right, so if the count is higher, you may surrender or stand, something like that. If there's a lot of tens left, you don't want to actually have to hit that.
Why do you say surrender or else stand when it's...
No, if the count is high, you learn that later.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
So you got the best way how to count, just dealing to yourself that way and playing all the hands.
Yeah, I really get into it. It's
good practice because then you play all the different combinations of the hands.
Yeah.
Play
well,
them still all right, even if you have to look them up in the chart.
Okay.
That's the best way to count and the best way to learn basic strategy.
Through her body.
Index cards and to keep going through them. Take those cards with you. Not just at all.
And so she is the heavens.
So it would be natural for people trying to explain the wonders of the universe to look to the female figure as the explanation for what they saw in their own lives.
Not only that, but then when you move to a philosophical point of view.
Back to you. But that was a hard test. I don't know how he memorized all that in one day.
That guy is a physician.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He's a doctor. He's a genius. There's not many people like this guy.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that either. So, I mean, just don't.
I think
comparing yourself with this guy, he's like a total off-the-wall Einstein quack type.
So, I think actually more my strength is in counting right now. So,
yeah. Don't worry about that guy. He's gonna go to places that you or I will never go to in our lives.
Order. Ready. Aim. Fire. Aim. Fire. Aim. Fire. Mark. Push. Aim. Fire. Ready. Mark. Rest.
With the idea in mind for all of you who want to write, paint, play, sing, or do anything creative every day of your life, to know that one of Jack's most beautiful and salient points was his ability to deal with whatever happened at the moment.
Yeah, sort of a norm in the Western world, or at least in this country. Yeah, the Western.
Stuff in clear.
Yeah. Well, what's Dr. Dish's URL?
What's Dr. Dish's URL?
Oh, yes, I have to look that up.
We'll look it up. Yeah. We'll look it up. Okay. So private singing can be done too when little nations play. And this is a list of Danish signal intelligence sites run by the Force Violet Center Etningsgenes. Now just Force Violet Center Etning Defense Intelligence. They had a whole bundle of sites in the Cold War because they were magnificently placed to look down the throat of East Germany and Poland. And this is a moral tale about journalists, because lots of Danish journalists have been asking me for help about Echelon. And so I said, well, why don't you go look what's happening to your country's dealings and comments system since the end of the Cold War? None of them did. Went over to Copenhagen in September to do some meetings, and I said to the first journalist who was going to interview me, we're going down to Aflandshaga. This is a real difficult place to get to. It's all of 7 miles from Copenhagen. It means really going away from your favorite watering holes. You know, you can even get there by bicycle. You only have to fly into Copenhagen Airport, you can see the thing on the approach. We went down, and what has it got? It's got two mothers of satellite domes. Massive new processing complex, high security. We know the American link has long been there, and I just have to say, well, this is probably Echelon. I can't see what else it can be. The next day it's front page news, they're all taking me down again with their TV cameras. And 2 days later, the Minister of Defense admits it. He doesn't say American, he doesn't say Echelon, but he admits we're doing ComSat intercept and we're cooperating with our allies, who are the traditional allies, Britain and America. So there's more of this stuff to be discovered. And in Britain, in March this year, we discovered evidence of a very illegal operation by GCHQ. This wee map up here, it's a map of North Wales, and where it says Heaton Park, you can see it. That's the city of Manchester, a northern British city, and the beams that run across these links run through and across the Irish Sea to Dublin, the capital of the Irish Republic. This is a tower at a place called Pale Heights. It links, if you can read that map, to one of Trestaten, and it's one of these microwave line-of-sight beams. And that carries pretty much all the international traffic of the Irish Republic at the time, at the time being 1990. Now, under British law, the government can get telecommunications operators either to provide targeted wiretaps or to wire the whole of the communications complex into the common collection and processing system. But they must do so compliant with the law, which means that the tasking that is given must fit in with the legal areas where information can be collected. Now, we don't know why, but that obviously wasn't the case with this installation, which was positioned, I was directly on the midpoint of the beam, 10 meters off, and approximately 50 meters below the maximum power density off the beam at that point. In other words, it's a ground-based version of what went out in space. What you have here is a 50-meter-high tower with 8 floors of high-tech electronics. The black things are not windows. They're very, very powerful air conditioners to get rid of the heat from the processing equipment. And the top floor has aerial galleries hidden behind dielectric windows to pick up signals. Now, we heard about this place first because they put it up for sale. And I rang them up. I had a wee television company in Britain. And I said, no deception involved. I said, I've run a TV company and we're very interested in seeing your tower. We think this could have some novel telecommunications application. And we'd be very interested in coming round. And they said, sure.
Moved out into the street, away from the front. Police are doing their best with motorcycles and on foot to move the crowd back. Clearly, something is going to happen by the front door here. We assume sometime now soon they may be taking a suspect out of there. You see one ambulance parked directly by the front door, another two close by. A silver van, the one that transported the SWAT team into the area, is parked out front as well.
Garvin, we're hearing a lot of sirens at this point. Are people moving away, or some of the officers leaving the scene at this point?
Hey, those sirens you see are attempts to move the people away from the front. They're going off on the motorcycles, just trying to literally. I can't think of anything else to describe it, but they're herding the people.
Meaning that, like, tomorrow after they wing the road, you go back and sort of fix it up.
Okay, now are we talking about...
Look at the size of that thing!
Podcast spoils an attack position.
Let me see your...
And may the force be with you.
Sure, it almost looks like my brother.
Looks like one.
All the people away from the front.
Let me interrupt you just for a second. We're going to go back inside the hotel.
Christina McKenna is on the phone now. Christina, what have you seen up there? Well,
fun
of these beautiful waitresses who come up, but all I seem to get is this big hefty chick. And here she comes. I gotta shut up.
Chick.
I could always do that without you too, though, but we just had such a nice time. Anyhow, so it's really fun. I work all day, which is fine. I'm paying my bills. I'm not feeling as broke as I was, which is really nice. And, you know, still treading water a little bit, but more comfortably. And so then I go to rehearsals, and it's really fun. It's written in sonnet style, sort of old English prose.
Let me see your identification.
Now, because I'm going to enjoy it so much more if I know that you could stop me if you weren't such a fucking freak.
Trinity Broadcasting Network, celebrating 28 years of God's miracles because of your love and support.
Found anything yet?
Say over.
But you're silly.
I know, say it again.
Plain English. The record companies want to place their music out in little digital straitjackets.
also for responsibility and awareness of actions. We are not criticizing, we are simply stating that in order to more advance your purposes and your goals, more responsibility must be taken for the energy that you create and direct.
Hey, over.
I just said it.
I know, say it again.
Oh. Over!
Baker to Abel, not yet. We're about 3/4 of the way across our sector. We're now at coordinates Charlie 6, over.
Inside the hotel is strangely calm, actually. There are many guests who are still inside the hotel, and they are just calmly going about their day. However, there seems to be slightly increased alarm. Some of the guests are beginning to understand what's unfolding, what this all looks like from the outside, and they're choosing to leave.
A Cry of the Fire, it reaches out to the youth culture of today, and it tells them about God, and it tells them how much God loves them, and it's not just a bunch of hype.
It's time for a new generation to lift their voice to their God. You ready to live God loud? Scream it with our lives.
The cast and the crew, and they work late nights and tear things down and put things up. You see that they're serious about not only living for Jesus, but taking him to their own generation. And that message comes screaming through all weekend long.
This is the day, come together, turn up the volume, and let's take this world by storm.
Cry the Fire basically is around for all teenagers to actually ask themselves the question, who is God, what is he all about, and what does he have for me? That's literally what a Cry the Fire is.
Once Glimmung is dead, then nothing can halt it. Maybe there was a further note. He searched the water for a bottle. He whisked the light here and there, sweeping out an enormous area. No bottle, nothing. Molly came up beside him.
Anything?
No, he said curtly.
Do you know what I think?
Molly said.
I think, as I've always thought, that he's fated to fail. The book is right, and Harper Baldwin is right. Faust always fails, and Glimmung is an incarnation of Faust. The striving, the restless intensity, it's all there.
In little digital straitjackets. What is at issue in this case is that they're attempting to make it illegal to talk about whether those straitjackets actually work or not.
Pass up any possibility. Let me know the moment you find anything.
She finished, say over and out.
But she knows I'm through talking.
I know she does, Doctor. It's a rule, though. You gotta say it.
Make it beautiful because of the energy of jazz in the 1950s, the magic of Charlie Parker's music and Thelonious Monk and Dizzy, and painters like Edgard Varèse and Franz Klein, and hundreds and thousands of other people whose names aren't in the books.
So it's a bitch to memorize, and it's been interesting to try and weed through the passages and monologues and trying to figure out what the hell I'm talking about, and then be able to put that into the context of character and to respond to my leading man, figure out what he's talking about so I can have the appropriate emotional response.
There is now sort of a systematic evacuation going on. As you can imagine, in the middle of the day, this hotel is not as occupied as it would be in the evening, and many of these rooms are actually empty. But security forces from the hotel are going door to door.
Represents what in Kantian terminology we call the forms of sensibility.
Create in the sense of directing a new thought, pulling together energy units and sending that energy based on purpose to a specific place or thing or idea.
That have already taken place.
It is untrue. The press says my trial may be the most important trial of a black man in America.
Now, why was the association necessary to put it together? I know that Apple, we all know that Apple invented the FireWire 1394. What is the association's goals?
Well, what's happened with 1394 is it's grown beyond the original scope that Apple had envisioned for it. It's moved into camcorders and now into high-definition televisions. And anytime you're advancing a standard like this, you really need to get all the people together that will be making these products and make sure everybody's doing things the same way.
Best friends. Or maybe even lovers.
Up with our cameraman, who had a small camera, unlike in Kiwis in New Zealand. A small, discreet camera, but nothing concealed about it. We just said he's our surveyor. And we went out and had a look. And we found what we were looking for. Because we knew the framework was aligned precisely to a compass bearing. So that even we were inside these opaque windows, we knew from the structure of the building what the line of the chute would be. So although they gutted it, and they gutted it well, you know,
scrap of paper to be seen. Every notice had been taken down. We could see from the holes drilled in the floor the supporting galleries for the microwave dishes that had been inside here, and guess where they were pointing? To your house, to Staten. And guess where they weren't pointing? They weren't pointing in any other direction. There was simply no doubt. And I was fortunate enough to then get some official confirmation. I sneaked around and asked different people, and to my astonishment, I found I asked one person who'd actually signed off on the budget for the place. But even that person did not know why they had to do this and what the collection requirements were that required them to waste all this money, when all that they needed, if they had legal authority, was to get a fiber optic wire into Tail Heights and take the whole lot off to Cheltenham, where the computers sit anyway.
WZBC. From your hometown, your mom and dad bought snow cones here. They sat on the sidewalk in the summer, sipped lemonade. They inculcated you here. And created a lot of substrate that goes unnoticed now. But everybody uses it. I think now it's just decayed into brutal data collection. A lot of data. More data than you can imagine. All recorded with fidelity. The record of it all. So be cool, man, because it could come out anytime. The Metaphysics, the Gary Geiserman, asymmetrically superimposed inside. With you, you're not innocent. If I'm guilty, you're guilty. And if you're guilty, I'll just get a better lawyer. Just money. WZBC out of Newton, providing equity and editorial command and performance control over the entire freaking thing. Council of Jesuits voting via instant messenger. We have contact with every listener, paying a modicum of attention. It's the ether waves, I believe. It's what they're calling it at MIT now. It's a new department, heavily funded. So they must know what they're doing. True interactivity, and it goes way beyond that buying things from your TV with a little button. I mean, come on. You didn't think it was just about commerce. In fact, it goes way beyond anything anyone in the consensus has conceived of yet. But as long as the funding's there, it will continue. And if you're lucky enough to understand what's going on, well, my friend, you're in an enviable position today. Well positioned today. Positioned for tomorrow. I know I am. I've been cut in. I got a stake. I have an annuity project planned out ahead of time by experts. So we're going to watch these things. Stiff monitoring with the newest equipment. A lot of it being exhibited in Banana Stand, Afghanistan these days. A lot of new things being tested out there. Some of which won't be employed until the cold weather sets in, though. Some of the really cool stuff. So that's when it gets a little steep for the infantry. The boys from home. Of course, there's been various theories rendered so far about what is going on. And you know, in a bifurcating, polarized illusion, the more you try to go directly at the problem, farther away you get. GaryGFordMac.com. Important email message for the major. GaryG4@Mac.com. I'll be the only one who sees it. So feel free. Because what's happening today is push and shove are out there together. Putting it to you. See if you get it. Everybody wants to get it this year. Pull it back out of the spools of mystery. Convert it to a form they can use. And they are putting a challenge on themselves today, my friends. It's a black and white world, metaphorically speaking.
Female represents time and space. Female represents time and
well, to talk about whether those straitjackets actually work or not. Now, the EFF has long contended there are other reasons why people may want to open these digital straitjackets that contain content. Reasons such as fair use, non-infringing use, and to encourage competition among the market for players. That's not really what this case is focusing on. This case focuses on the scientific reasons why people might want to talk about how these digital straitjackets work. Now back to our story. Having been chilled from presenting their paper at the information hiding workshops, the researchers did not give up. They reworked the paper a bit and submitted it to the USENIX Security Symposium to be held in August, from August 13th through 17th in Washington, D.C. Once again, the paper was accepted. This time, however, rather than face the uncertain threat of litigation after publishing their work and talking about their work, they are going to seek an affirmative declaration from the court before the conference that they cannot be sued or prosecuted for publishing their valuable research. But the DMCA threat not only reaches the researchers. The threats before were also aimed at the conference organizers. Because of this, USENIX has joined the suit. And because USENIX is a commercial entity for whom criminal sanctions can be applied under the DMCA, and because we essentially challenge whether these provisions of the DMCA are constitutional, we've named the federal government as a defendant. The EFF is very proud to be handling this case. When the anti-dissemination provisions of the DMCA were first passed, we warned that they would interfere with legitimate scientific research, and our warnings were largely ignored. Well, we hate to say we told you so, but we told you so.
How did we get into this mess?
What good your rules are going to do is if we don't locate
over
them.
And out.
Oh, now you're happy.
Before your eyes, and you see everything that you've done, what has merit and what doesn't, and when you go before the Lord, what really holds up in His presence and what doesn't.
The Bema is it's like a real modern day allegory. It's a story put in modern terms of what's going to happen when this whole thing ends, when the world ends. Jesus comes back. You know, you got all kinds of different theories. Some you see. In the Bible, sometimes it's hard to understand when you talk about the end times and so forth. And so it's just a glimpse of what it might really look like when Jesus comes back and we're caught away and we have to stand before Him. And It makes you think, what would I be thinking and feeling if that happened to me?
It's just about six characters and their lives and how they live on Earth as teenagers, going to school, hanging out, having fun, and how they realize that time is ticking away, that time is short, and that their life on Earth is how they view it and how they see it is a lot differently than the way that the Lord sees it.
And asking the guests to leave and head to the lobby and possibly leave the building. However, I can tell you that they are not evacuating this building in its entirety. The elevators are running, all this taking place while something continues to unfold in particular one of the floors of the hotel. Also, I can tell you that it seems that this operation may be expanding to other floors of the hotel.
Conscience ever bothered you? Like feeling guilty?
Because you are so fucking right.
I'm so fucking high.
Yeah. Is ticking away, that time is short, and that their life on Earth is how they view it and how they see it is a lot differently than the way that the Lord sees it when they get to heaven.
My name's Russ Underwood, I'm 21 years old, and I play the character Dennis in the Baymont.
My name is Faith Marie Willman, and I'm 19 years old.
Hey, I'm Katrina Garibaldi, and I'm 19.
I'm Dan Blankenship, and I'm 24.
One thing for sure, it's no place for you or any other woman.
We decided, in our infinite wisdom, first under Carter, later under the Reagan and Bush administration, that we were going to create a massive irregular warfare capability inside Afghanistan to drive the Soviets out of there. And what we did is we proceeded to go around to some of the most impoverished areas of the Islamic world, mm-hmm. North Africa, the mm-hmm. Middle East, parts of Asia, and we recruited a bunch of kids, 16, 20-year-olds, many of whom didn't even know how to read or write, most of whom knew not the first thing about Islam, and we brought them into training camps. We trained them to be killing machines. Mm-hmm. Some of them who had higher IQs, we trained to be drug traffickers. We turned Pakistan and Afghanistan in the 1980s into the biggest producer of opium and heroin for the world market. We used that drug money to finance much of this Afghanistan war that ran for 10 years. Mm-hmm. When the Soviets finally pulled out of Afghanistan in 1989, we just simply turned tail and left this entire apparatus sitting there. People who had 10 years of combat experience, training to do nothing but kill, commit organized crime, run drugs, you name it.
Keep it in mind, keep it in mind, keep it in mind.
pen. I gotta find a pen. Write this down. Write down exactly what happened. I'm gonna write down exactly what happened. Come on, come on, come on. I gotta find a pen. Jeez, come on. Come on, keep focused. Keep focused. Keep it in mind. Come on, find a pen. Write this down. Write down what happened. Write it down. Write it down. Come on, concentrate. Keep it in mind. Find a pen.
What happened?
What does it look like? He beat the shit out of me.
Who?
Who? Fuck Leonard Dodd. Dodd beat the shit out of me.
God. You know him? Do you really know him? Or do you just know about
the stories, the songs, all the scriptures you can fit on a t-shirt? Do you think you know the little God on the Sunday school chalkboard? Or do you actually, completely, irrevocably know him?
The God you love.
The God you fear.
The God you need.
Need. Do you know him?
No.
No.
You will,
but only if,
when,
if,
when
you understand
the difference
between pointing to yourself and pointing to the sky,
between being applauded and being forsaken,
between camp songs and saving the dying,
between a happy, perfect Jesus world and standing up for who he really is.
It's the choice to live, breathe, walk, run, love, and bleed Jesus Christ.
And only Jesus Christ.
It comes the moment you know that the difference between what you have been and what you should have been is right here, right now.
This is what it means to know him.
To be so completely captured by who he is
that it becomes the only pursuit in your life.
To know his voice, his heart, his word,
as if your life depended upon
it. Because it probably does.
Are you there yet?
Be there.
Be the one to hurt first, to get uncomfortable, to feel for the lost in the pit of your stomach, to do what is honorable, just, right, no matter what it costs you.
You can afford it.
But that sounds difficult, painful, extreme.
Exactly.
Believe it.
Know it.
Have it.
Now get out of your seat and do something about it.
Jesus.
The way,
the truth,
the life.
Stop treating him like your security blanket.
And that will only be the beginning.
Started to stand down their operation. They do not seem to be standing at the alert as they had been, say, 20, 30 minutes ago.
Christine, as you went on your trek around the building, were you able to talk with any FBI agents or Boston police for official information?
R2-D2, where are you?
Black man in America.
To deal with whatever happened at the moment. or who are in the Book of Life.
Yes.
What was it supposed to be when it was operational?
It was officially known as an electronics test facility. The cover story that was put out was that it was necessary for the Ministry of Defence to test certain sorts of equipment at different heights into environments where there might be electrical interference. And then, and there was a very knowing phrase in it, it said that this site is particularly suitable because of overhead power lines. If you lived in this area of leafy England and Cheshire, you might think that, as it happened by coincidence, but fortunately for them, this site was backed right up next door to a uranium processing plant where a lot of power lines came in to feed the processing. So you would probably think, oh, well, there's a lot of pylons, you know, carrying overhead power, and that must be what they're talking about. In fact, the pylons are over the other side of the, right on the other side of the factory area, and the overhead power line they're talking about is the one that you can't see in the sky 50 meters above an incident on the dielectric windows. So that, a major comet operation, and certainly a demonstration, I think pertinent to the US experience to come, that they are really prepared to step right outside the law. In this case, they wanted to collect primarily on terrorism, but hell, that was just the excuse. They wanted to collect commercial and diplomatic information on the Irish Republic.
But if it were the Americans running that site, it would be completely legal. Under UK-USA, NSA cannot spy on Americans, but they can always get their British friends to do it, and vice versa.
No, I don't believe that's the case, but let's come to that. Let's come to those issues. Just finishing the tour, Canadian Forces Station at Leighton. And this station at Northern Territories of Australia, which Ross is going to talk about and has some very interesting stories, is not actually part of Echelon, although it's equipped the same way. Reason, as Ross will explain, is that the Australians don't trust the Brits or the Americans. Main target of this station, Indonesia, and that will lead to some very interesting stories in a moment.
Nothing official, although I did talk with some in a brief encounter, and they all seemed to be much less concerned about whatever it was that had brought them here initially. I don't know.
Of Afghanistan, and Pakistan is widely regarded as one of the only countries that can have influence with the Taliban leadership.
WZBC out of Newton, 90.3 FM, sometimes online at .org. New metaphysics right now, Gary Geiserman. I'm very threatened now. I'm usually not very paranoid, but one of my lifelong goals has been declared against the law, and I haven't even tried to do it yet. Now, it's just another frustration in another American life. I cannot sell baby powder through the mail. Now or ever.
I got a bad feeling about this.
on the house.
Thanks.
Oh, you really do have a problem. Just like that cop said.
Hmm?
Your condition.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Make sure you're prepared for them, and I think diversity of holdings in terms of where you've got it is the best answer in that case.
Thank you very much.
Cleveland, Ohio, for Robert Prechter. Remember, if you want information on his newsletter, The Ellie Wave Theorist, call 1-800-336-1618. Want to talk to him tonight here, 703-685-2177. Help. Here, 703- his newsletter.
Every time I hear financial people on the radio, I always run into a series of callers that, you know, I have $850,000. What should I do?
We haven't had one call except one call like that. The lady tonight had already invested $83,000.
Okay, well, Larry, you know, I make $35,000 and we have a family of four. What are some of the things that I can do to hedge up?
That's a great question, because you are slightly above the average American. I think the average American family of four is $27,000 or $28,000. You're making $35,000. What does he do? Good question.
She is time and space. The mystery beyond her is beyond pairs of opposites, so it isn't male and it isn't female, it neither is nor isn't.
The camera highlights in the world of sports. And with nearly 100,000 spectators assembled in Philadelphia's Municipal Stadium, football's climax game of the year storms the sporting spotlight as Navy goes out for a third straight triumph over an Army team.
Such as our audio-video working group, which generates specifications for all the different applications for 1394.
realize that with all expressed forms of energy, there is a reaction. It is what we have said is the primary law of the universe.
This night is a night I collapsed. I was so exhausted from pre-production and that first week and a half of filming, I could hardly stand on my feet.
What's the last thing that you do remember?
Funny joke, haha, and that would have been over with.
That's not the point.
The point
of the
is
joke.
You use a slur that you thought you could get away with on national television.
That's absolutely not true.
You
I used to say it was nigger, and I have said that on Conan.
And NBC would have shut you down.
Has it ever been edited out?
No.
So on Conan O'Brien, you said a joke using the N-word, and it was never edited out.
The thing that irks me was that Sarah came onto this show to defend herself, to save face. And, you know, people didn't give me the courtesy of asking me to be on here and, well, talk to myself, but here I am.
You've talked to yourself in countless newspapers.
But anyway, so she comes on the show here and she says, she comes on like a wounded bird. And she goes, you know, this guy, Aoki, he has cast my name with racism in thousands of periodicals across the country, and it hurts. I want an apology from him. Well, think of the hurt that you felt and multiply that by the millions of people that you offended by using that word, and I think you get a little bit of a sense of what he felt. He has cast my name with racism in thousands of periodicals across the country.
This really fascinating, and I'm glad you're having this discussion because it needs to be had. We need to have an open dialogue about race, racism, sexism, homophobia. Here's the thing.
Reading a Colin Wilson book where it said that Francis Bacon said that the human mind is easily fooled, that we believe what we want to believe and recognize only those facts that conform to those beliefs. Now, a lot of people say Francis Bacon wrote the Shakespeare plays in addition to making all those really cool paintings. Tempest, Act 1, Scene 2, it says, begun to tell me what I am but stopped. That's the first line. And left me to a bootless inquisition. That's the second line. And the third line, concluding stay, colon, not yet. Get it? Begun begins with a B, and begins with an A. Concluding begins with C-O-N. B-A-C-O-N. Bacon. Also, on the back cover of King Lear, Shakespeare isn't wearing any shoes, and he's facing the wrong way. It seems pretty obvious to me, but what do I know? I heard maybe he wrote the King James Bible, too. There are three verses in Exodus, one after the other, each with 72 letters each, and if you stack them on top of each other and write the second one backwards while standing on a chair, it sounds like cranberry sauce. Now, Shakespeare says it was just a drawing that Julian had brought home from school, but I don't believe that for a minute. I don't know what to believe anymore.
And that's concerns that some of the flights that had terrorists aboard them yesterday were thwarted by the president's immediate decision to ground.
Impromptu discussions about contemporary music. Meanwhile, I was trying to write this music down. Finally, the day of the session, of the first session, we hadn't written a note of this music. And I knew the musicians were going to be there when we got there. So I said, we have to start doing this work. I mean, what I didn't realize, I discovered this years later, that when Ravi was working in, for example, Bombay or Madras, he was recording, this was exactly what he did. He would walk into the studio, the musicians would be sitting there, and he hadn't written a note of music, and they would wait for him, and he would just give it to them. So, in fact, he didn't understand what my problem was, that I had to have this music written down, but I didn't know how to write it.
I knew that, for one thing, it was very spooky. You know, as you can imagine, being around so many bodies that were dead, that, you know, the odor was overwhelming. So I had taken cologne with me and did what is known as the whaler's trick and spray cologne over your shirt and hold it over your nose.
He told us they had purchased the phenobarbital before he left and started work on the clothes.
Those black uniforms were handmade by some of the people in the class that were seamstresses. Poor, they were made as uniforms for departure.
But, and the shoes, the Nikes?
Nikes. Well, they matched the uniform, didn't they? In fact, I had tried on shoes.
That's why they have not started up again today. Number two, the entire reason why we've got problems is in larger respect because of this airport security.
Oh boy. For the uniform.
You really knew before you left that you were leaving a potential mass suicide.
I knew that there was always that option.
My wife.
That's sweet.
Dying. I remember my wife dying.
Under our president, Bill Clinton. Bill, we love you. Keep on doing a good job.
Got a bad feeling about this.
white guys dreamed up.
A great way of working so that we can remove the fear of death is to practice going into that light and helping others.
Hi, I'm Jim Morgan. I'm with the Corporate Relations Department of the New York Times, and I'm here to take you on a tour of the New York Times. So,
and I thought today was the end of them.
No, we haven't seen the end of them. We've only had a close view of the beginning of what may be the end of us.
Press says my trial may be the most important trial of a black man in America.
Commit organized crime, run drugs, you name it.
Hello, this is Tribby's Uniforms calling to let you know that your carrier vest came in, and we'll have it on hold for you in the back. It'll be hanging up. Thanks.
...thing that you recently were entered into to receive a package that includes a 2002 Chevy Tahoe. It's pretty urgent that you call me at 800-925-9525. Again, that's 800-925-9525. And I do look forward to speaking with you. Thanks.
So hopefully I'll talk to you a little later. See you. Bye.
WZBC 90.3 FM in Newton.
Hi, Carla. Haven't heard you in a while.
And it's really one of the toughest questions there is. Someone asked earlier about running a business. Now, apparently you work for a company or a corporation or something like that. If you can find something better to do with whatever excess money you have, if you have any excess money, I would do it.
Let me get you another one. I think this one's dusty.
Why are you calling me? What do you want? I know you're a cop, but what do you want? Have I done something wrong? I don't know. Something bad, maybe. Why are you asking me? I can't remember what I've done. You wouldn't believe me anyway. because of my condition. You don't believe someone with this condition. Nobody believed Sammy. I didn't even fucking believe Sammy.
30's bar. Come by after, Natalie. A beer, please.
What do you want?
A beer, please.
You can't just waltz in here dressed like that and ask for a beer.
What, is there a dress code?
Why are you here?
I'm meeting someone called Natalie.
Well, that's me.
Yeah, we met before, right? Then why am I here?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
I don't remember. I have no short-term memory. It's not amnesia.
Well, you're the memory guy.
How do you know about me?
My boyfriend told me about you.
Oh, yeah? Who's your boyfriend?
Jimmy Grants. Do you know him?
No.
Well, he knows you. He told me about you. Said you were staying at the discount. In fact, a cop came by earlier and was looking for you. Said he was looking for a guy who can't remember anything, wouldn't know how he got here or what he'd done. Said I get a lot of guys around here like that.
Well, you know, chronic alcoholism is one cause of short-term memory loss.
Are you Teddy?
No, my name's Leonard.
Did Teddy send you?
I don't know.
What's happened to Jimmy?
I don't know that either. Sorry.
You don't remember anything. You don't remember where you've been or what you've just done.
No, I can't make new memories. Everything just fades. No.
It's fulfilled. In fact, it's being fulfilled right now as we stand here. Maybe so, Joe said, still lashing the water with shafts of white light. Molly took his arm and nuzzled close to him. It's safe now. We could leave. The black one isn't after us anymore.
Expression on her face, and it never looks like she's mugging for the camera, but you know what she's feeling by watching her.
A lot of it in a film, they just have to think it. They don't have to indicate it anymore. They just have to think it, and you can see it in their eyes.
Sure, there's a language. And in tunnel systems, squeaks and grunts work very well.
Let's begin. So, they're just taking audio in here. Yeah, they're taking audio in here. Audio. No cameras, no still. We went over this quite thoroughly. They don't even take a still camera in here.
That's a little short for a stormtrooper.
Huh?
Like me down. I believe there is such a thing, such a feeling. Guilty. That's just something the man says in court when your luck runs out.
What an evil weave we web. On the radio, good place to be. Boogeyman can't get you. 90.3 in the FM frequency. hanging around, draped over the envelope, as it were. The metaphysics scary, guys. I'm in the right honorable, the major. I'm the WZ Intergalactic Communications Net. Not to be confused with the .net, however. About to take over the global pour paint over the whole thing network. Get ready for your monthly Microsoft bill. Bugs. There's bugs around here. No, just a real bug. Don't be alarmed. I killed it. I don't kill many bugs, however. I invented Buddhism a long time ago. My earlier years, I was hanging around. Hasn't everyone? GaryGFortMac.com. If you want to send data to me and my big brother. Well, hasn't everyone? Such a complex, intricate world today. Weaving webs of fabric hanging all over us like a prayer shroud. Like a puzzle. A mysterious puzzle system. The rules, I do not know. Just the game I play. Kind of thing. Say it jauntily and tilt the hat back at a slightly immoral angle and get on with it. Tilt one back for the Gipper. And talk to people. Get out there. Did I say that right? With that modern frozen palate, over ice creamated juvenile palate. Palate of angst and panic. And laboratory chemical food. You can make more than AIDS in a laboratory, my friend. Don't kid yourself. I think the races were invented in a laboratory. By everyone. Earlier in your life, WZBC.org, on again, off again, signal line, worldwide, spread 'em just for you. You deserve it. Didn't do a lick of work all day. NewMetaphysics.com coming up. I had to wait until Windows XP came out before I could do that. I don't know why, but who can tell in this causal affected world we weave, time being what it were and all. And all those extra tenses in French. Two and three verbs all at the same time, vectoring each other like some kind of a dirty internet story. Who can put it all together? Humpty Dumpty is history, my friends. Don't ask him. Later this week, New Metaphysics shows available online. MP3 on Ethan Funk's site, studio475.com/NM. Later this following week. But it has to be dark and stormy out, or it won't work. You know the internet. You know how fragile that sperm in space network is, don't you? Sometimes it jets out like you own it. Other times, can barely get a drop to fall from a tower. But it's coming. You know how men are in America. They got a dream. They have to have it. And as long as at least one living human American man can get it, they can dream, can't they? And after all, that is the most important thing in America. Just part of the puzzle, a seventh of the whole. You know, it's your story. I don't have to tell you. You, the singular, the one I'm talking to. The only other one here, motherfucker. It's your story. But you were younger then. It's not that bad.
The evidence in this case overwhelmingly justifies the death verdict by the jury. It is the order of this court that you shall suffer the death penalty. That penalty be inflicted within the walls of the state penitentiary at San Quentin, California, in the manner prescribed by law.
You know, I sort of have this joke theory that consciousness is put there by God so that he has this very quick interface to find out what we're thinking about, so he can just go and check on us very quickly, one after the other.
many people will move because they live in a rat or mouse or vermin infested home. For me, it's a whole other issue. I actually moved with my vermin to make sure that they would always be with me wherever I go.
A.M. Assalamu alaikum. Sunday, 3rd of Shaban al-Muazzam, October the 21st. This is Radio Pakistan. The news read by Farzana Khan. First, the headlines. The chairman, U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the American troops are continuing their attacks inside Afghanistan. Foreign minister says only a broad-based government representing all ethnic groups will guarantee peace in Afghanistan. The finance minister leaves on five-nation tour tomorrow to seek international financial assistance. The Palestinian Authority has called for a UN Security Council emergency session to discuss Israel's military. And now the news in detail. The United States says its troops are continuing to operate inside Afghanistan after staging their first ground attack. According to U.S. military sources, their troops are preparing for further ground attacks. Meanwhile, United States has released a film of its ground troops attacking an airfield in southern Afghanistan.
And there are shells and
U.S. Special Forces which parachuted into
any number of countries, obviously including several places in the United States.
Stand by, Andrew. I'm going to check back in with Ted Wayman now. Ted, is the crowd being dispersed downtown?
The crowd is being pushed back. I don't know whether dispersed would be the right adjective. At this point, the bomb squad is still on scene. They're starting to pull out, but that special operations unit van is still there that brought a lot of that police personnel and, as I said earlier, heavily armed police personnel. But as you can see through the pictures of Michael Bennett, you can see how
The Taliban's anti-aircraft guns soon opened fire. The British Ministry of Defense confirmed that its spy planes were participating in the U.S.-led military campaign against Afghanistan.
We are getting some information from our colleague at NBC, Pete Williams, who is fairly well connected, that in fact authorities are looking for, quote, potential connections to terrorists there at the Westin.
We're just milling around the door to an enormous crowd, and they're backing up down the street there, and as you can see, that's one of the on-ramps to the Mass Pike. You can see just the green sign up there.
السلام علیکم. ریڈیو خبرنامے کے ساتھ عامر ہاشمی اور عرفانہ شاہین. خبرنامے میں شامل آج کی اہم خبروں کا خلاصہ. اقوام متحدہ کے سیکرٹری جنرل نے صدر کو اگلے مہینے نیو یارک میں جنرل اسمبلی کے اجلاس میں خطاب کی دعوت دی ہے. امریکہ کے خصوصی فوجی دستے نے افغانستان میں پہلا بڑا حملہ کیا ہے. چین اور روس نے افغانستان میں فوجی مہم جلد ختم کرنے پر زور دیا ہے. پاکستان نے آج 3.5 ارب ڈالر کے غیر ملکی زر مبادلہ کی حد عبور کر لی ہے، جو ایک ریکارڈ ہے. زکوٰۃ کی نئی حکمت عملی کے تحت تقریباً 10,000 مستحقین کی اقتصادی بحالی عمل میں آئی ہے. امریکہ پاکستان کو غربت کی کمی میں مدد دینے کی غرض سے 3 کروڑ ڈالر مالیت کا سویابین کا تیل فراہم کرے گا. مقبوضہ کشمیر میں بھارتی فوجیوں کی مسلسل قتل و غارت پر احتجاج کے لیے آج مقبوضہ علاقے میں مختلف جگہوں پر ہزاروں افراد سڑکوں پر نکل آئے. راولپنڈی کی ایک احتساب عدالت نے بحریہ کے سابق سربراہ ایڈمرل منصور الحق ملک کے خلاف بدعنوانی کے الزامات عائد کرنے کا فیصلہ کیا ہے. اس کے علاوہ ریڈیو خبر نامے میں آپ سنیں گے تجارتی اور کھیلوں کی خبریں. موسم کی رپورٹ بھی خبر نامے میں شامل ہے. خبروں کی تفصیل کے لیے پہلے عامر ہاشمی.
Combat experience, training to do nothing but kill, commit organized crime, run drugs, you name it.
Well, remember the Stinger missile episode of that conflict? I think the count was somewhere between 100 and 200 that we know about. They had shoulder-fired service-to-air Stinger missiles were there left behind. And there was one group, as I recall, which tried to sell them back to the CIA, and the CIA refused to pay the asking price, turning these missiles effectively loose into the world terrorist market.
So it's really interesting. I haven't been on stage in 12 years, and I just kind of had this 30th birthday renaissance and decided that I'm first and foremost an artist in many ways, my personality, and that I need to start living my life accordingly. And it's fine that I have my day job and I'm not ready to quit and become an actress or anything like that. I didn't even consider myself an actress. It's really funny. I'm not, like, you know, devoted to the theater or anything like that. I mean, I'm just kind of me, just goofy me, doing this thing that I happen to be good at. In some ways it reminds me of Michael being kind of a dope and then, you know, show being such a great songwriter and, you know, him, you know, going to Kerrville so naive and then, you know, getting this great award. But really basically kind of being this adorable person that, you know, was so untainted and just kind of got all these accolades, kind of a dork. So I feel like I have that in common with him. But so anyhow, and again, I appreciate your support in my separation from him. It's not been fun, but it's certainly been the appropriate thing to do. We saw each other once for about 15 minutes. He played a show in Santa Cruz on St. Patrick's Day, and I wanted to give him some paperwork and some belongings that were his while he was in town, and so I just went down and we spent about 15 minutes together. I sang him my new song. It was extremely positive. I didn't cry. We needed to hug each other and just, you know, affirm all the goodness. And then I left and he did his show with Greg Brown. And we've talked a couple times, but now he's on tour and I don't want to have anything to do with him while he's on tour.
PM. Assalamu alaikum. Saturday, October the 20th. This is Radio Pakistan. The news read by Taman Zaman. First, the headlines. The UN Secretary General has invited the President to address the General Assembly session in New York next month. The American Special Ground Forces have mounted their first major attack in Afghanistan. China and Russia have called for an early end to the military campaign in Afghanistan. Pakistan today crossed a foreign exchange reserve mark of $3.5 billion, which is a record. In occupied Kashmir, thousands of people took to the streets at various places today in protest against the ongoing killings by the Indian troops. And now the news in detail.
Extraordinary hush-hush is necessary?
Yes, sir, I certainly do. I don't think there's a police force in the world that could handle the panic if the people found out these babies were loose.
No in here. Audio. No cameras. No still. We went over this quite thoroughly. They don't even take a still camera in here.
I'm here.
I found this in my pocket.
Your pocket. To contribute?
No, thanks.
It's for a lot of money. Come on, proceeds are going to charity. Help me out. Thank you. On the house.
Thanks. It's completely fucked because nobody believes you.
America. As a matter of fact, you can find them in backyards, empty lots, and fields throughout the temperate zones of the world.
Lap 22. Give them the flag. Doing good. Watch out for that fuel line leak. Could blow up in total emulation at any time. Out of Newton, WZBC, passing the markers. Had a schedule right on time. 90.3 FM. Little R Radio. generic style. We don't want to blow our cover. I just want to blow. Let's see, what illicit deviant activity can I do on the air right now? You can't get that powder in the mail anymore. That's a damn shame. Just about any singularity could become illegal. So don't guess wrong, my friends. Keep your wits about you. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman here. Just shooting my load and taking the edge off. On the radio, live, real time, right now. WZBC protecting me from the man. Even the boogeyman, there always is one. +617 552 4686 US. WZBC.org. If she's hitting them. Or newmetaphysics.com coming up later, not now. Currently undergoing AT&T media censorship blackout at the moment. You know, all that phone company cash had to go somewhere, and you know what cash is a ticket to in the U.S. world economy. It's a ticket. But studio475.com /NM later the following week. If it's dark and stormy out, check it out. Technologically recorded in past time renditions of this and any other of these shows. Technologically laundered through jumping the gap between the analog display of past events and the digital virtual experience of the same thing, technologically altered. For its seeming journey from somewhere else to wherever you will be. It's all a pretty interesting story. And it's a story that you know very well. Very well.
form or habits for more than 50 million years. You can find them in backyards, empty lots, and fields throughout the temperate zones of the world.
So that's why LaRouche and I both say, don't talk about Osama bin Laden, because if you talk about Osama bin Laden, then you're concealing the entire control mechanism over this Afghanzi apparatus that now operates in 60 countries around the world. Look, every Arab government that has been a friend of the United States in recent decades, in the last 3 years, has filed a formal complaint with the British Foreign Office over the fact that London-based Islamic terrorist networks, all outgrowths of this Afghanistan war operation, have been carrying out terrorism in their countries. Mm-hmm. You had the Luxor massacre in Egypt in November of 1997. 50 or 60 foreign tourists were mowed down by terrorists.
Right.
The command center for that operation was not Afghanistan in Osama bin Laden's bat cave, but it was people known walking the streets of London under the protection of the British government.
Appointed, and so about 2 million people or more in the left didn't vote. A lot of people didn't vote.
Corporation or something like that. If you can find something better to do with whatever excess money you have, if you have any excess money, I would do it.
But everything is within her, so that the gods are her children.
And I'm here to take you on a tour of the New York Times, so let's begin. So, they're just taking audio in here. Yeah, they're taking audio in here. Audio. No cameras, no still. We went over this quite thoroughly. They don't even take a still camera in here. But we're in the composing room. This is where the pages are composed. This is the typographical area.
What's the ratio of news to advertising?
60% ads. This might seem big, but it is average, in fact below average. Our 60% might include on some days maybe 20 pages of classified advertising all to itself, where the rest of the newspapers weighted much heavier news to advertising. But the paper in its entirety, every day, large or small, is 60 ads, 40 news. Well, that completes our tour of the New York Times. Completes our tour of the New York Times.
will do for your credibility. I guess it's some kind of poetic justice for not believing Sammy. You know the truth about my condition, officer? You don't know anything. You feel angry. You don't know why. You feel guilty. You have no idea why. You could do anything. Not have the faintest idea 10 minutes later. Like Sammy. If I'd done something like Sammy. I didn't tell you? What happened to Sammy and his wife? Well, she came to see me at my office. I thought she was just trying to catch me off guard, so I didn't tell her what I really thought, but I never said that he was faking. Just that his condition was mental, not physical. I found out later that she went home and gave Sammy his final exam.
Sammy, it's time for my shot.
She knew beyond a doubt that he loved her. So she found a way to test him.
Sammy. It's time for my shot.
She really thought she'd call his bluff.
There you go.
Or she just didn't want to live with the things she'd put him through.
Sammy. It's time for my shot.
Won't hurt.
Since he doesn't even know that his wife is dead. I was wrong about Sammy, and I was wrong about his wife. She wasn't interested in the money. She just needed to understand his problem. His brain didn't respond to conditioning, but he wasn't a con man. And you know, when she looked into his eyes, she thought he could be the same person. When I looked into his eyes, I thought I saw recognition. Now I know, you fake it. If you think you're supposed to recognize somebody, you just pretend to. You bluff it to get a pat on the head from the doctors. You bluff it to seem less of a freak. What drug dealer?
Hello, this is the phone from the inside of the WZBC radio station, talking to all y'alls sitting at home, listening to this metaphysics going into your brain, infiltrating the matrix inside of your brain. Yes, yes, this is the voice of God through the telephone into your ear. Thank you.
Everything you can think of, everything you can see, is the production of the goddess. Well, this is a wonderful story. The Vedic gods are together, and they see a strange sort of amorphous thing down the way, like a kind of smoky fog. And they say, what's that? I don't know what it is. And Agni, the god of fire, says, I'll go find out who that is. So he goes up to this smoky thing, and he says, who are you? And from the smoky thing, this voice says, who are you? And he says, I'm Agni. I'm the Lord of Fire. I can burn anything. And out of the fog there comes a piece of straw. It falls on the ground. It says, let's see you burn that. He can't burn it. He goes back. He says, this is strange. Well, Vayu, the Lord of Wind, says, I'll try. So he goes. And the same thing. I can blow anything around. Throws it down. Let's see you blow that. Well, he can't. He goes back. Then a woman arrives. A beautiful, mysterious, mystic woman. And she instructs the gods and tells them who that is. That is the ultimate mystery of being from which you, boys, have received your strength, and he can turn it on or off for you, you know? And there she comes as the one who illuminates the gods themselves concerning the ultimate ground of their own being.
It's the female wisdom.
It's the female as the giver of forms.
Change in either form or habits for more than 50 million years.
Every day, large or small, is 60 ads, 40 news.
Well, that completes our tour of the New York Times, and I hope you found it informative, and I hope that you read the New York Times every day of your life from now on.
What's some of the problems that you found, and what were some of the things that you...
Well, the biggest problem was how to organize the music. The pitches weren't that hard to do, because, in fact, he picked a raga that was easy for us to play in. But figuring out getting the right rhythmic feeling in the music had to do with where, in Western music, you would say where the bar line goes.
Right.
Where the strong beats and the weak beats are, where the rhythmic structure, how that developed in the music.
So if I picture a piece of music, it's where each measure begins.
Basically.
Yeah.
Of course, this music wasn't written that way. It wasn't written with measures. And when we finally began, we got to the studio that morning, and I said, oh, thank God, we're there 2 hours early. And then we spent 2 hours tuning the tambura, which I ended up playing. And he spent 2 hours teaching me how to be the accompanist, which was fine. And then finally the session started and he began. And so then everybody was sitting, waiting for the music, and Ravi, then they projected the film. He looked at the picture and he began playing the sitar, and I had to write down what he was playing. Well, the difficulty was writing it down in a notation that would reflect the rhythmic feeling that he was playing. And it took, you know, to be truthful, we solved the problem very relatively quick. It was within 3 or 4 hours I figured out that there were no bar lines. That took me an hour at least to figure out to get rid of the bar lines.
So there are no distinct measures?
There weren't any measures. Yeah. I got rid of them entirely.
Just an entire string of...
There were a string of notes. However, I grouped them and I bracketed them by subgroups of twos and threes and fours. And then I discovered, he never explained this to me, that there was a cycle of beats that kept recurring. And that every time I came to the end of the cycle, the whole thing began again. And then after a while I realized that the cycles would be divided into either 4-4-4-4, sometimes 5-5-2-2-2, with sometimes 33343, all this add up to 16. So by the afternoon, I realized that the trick of the notation was that every line would add up to 16, and that what I had to do was make sure that I organized the groups of notes in such a way that the accents came in the right places.
General Mr. Kofi Annan has invited the President, General Pervez Musharraf, to address the General Assembly session of the world body.
السلام علیکم، یہ ریڈیو پاکستان ہے. عفرت خورشید سے خبر سنیے. امریکہ کی خصوصی فورسز نے افغانستان میں پہلی بڑی زمینی کارروائی کی ہے. واشنگٹن میں امریکی محکمہ دفاع کے ذریعوں نے کہا ہے کہ یہ زمینی کارروائی کل رات اس وقت شروع ہوئی جب ایلیٹ یو ایس آرمی فورسز نے کندھار کے نواح میں ایک ایئر بیس پر حملہ کیا. یہ کارروائی کئی گھنٹے جاری رہی اور اس میں 100 سے 200 تک آرمی رینجرز اور دوسری خصوصی فورسز نے حصہ لیا. تاہم امریکی حکام نے یہ نہیں بتایا کہ آیا کوئی رینجر زخمی یا ہلاک ہوا ہے. امریکہ میں محکمہ صحت کے حکام کا کہنا ہے کہ نیو یارک میں محکمہ ڈاک کے ایک اور کارکن میں جلدی انتھراکس کے آثار پائے گئے ہیں. اس طرح امریکہ میں انتھراکس کے مصدقہ کیسوں کی تعداد 8 ہو گئی ہے. طالبان کی انفارمیشن ایجنسی کے سربراہ نے بتایا کہ امریکی کمانڈوز کو کندھار کے مغرب میں ضلع ارغنداب کے پہاڑی علاقے بابا صاحب میں ہیلی کاپٹروں کے ذریعے اتارا گیا تھا. ترجمان نے بتایا کہ امریکی فورسز کو زمین پر اترنے کی تھوڑی دیر بعد جانے پر مجبور کرایا گیا.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Radio Pakistan.
Mongolin Dohoba Radio Erjuin.
This is the Voice of Mongolia. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Australia at 10:30 UTC on 12085 kHz, in South Asia at 1500 UTC on 12085 and 12015 kHz, and in Europe at 2000 UTC on 12085 and 12015 kHz.
Did various things to make its web browser Netscape Navigator not run as well on Windows as Internet Explorer did. And
I need help. There's a guy in here. He's hurt bad. We gotta get him to a doctor.
All right.
I don't know what happened. I've got this memory thing. Do I know you?
No, don't worry. I'm a cop. You still breathing?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
What the hell are you guys doing down here?
Well, I don't remember. I have this condition.
Well, I hope it's not as serious as his, because this guy's dead.
Ow! Buddy! That shit killed!
So you remember me now, huh? You are a fucking cop.
Yeah, and I'm the guy to help you find him.
Get up. Get up.
Lenny, you got the wrong idea.
Who is that?
He knew me. Of course he did. He raped your wife. He fucked up your brain.
Bullshit. He's not the guy.
His name is James F. Grant. John G. Check your tattoos.
What was he bringing the 200 grand for?
What?
For.
A load of amphetamines I told him I had.
Is this a drug deal?
No. Yeah, that and your thing. Look, Leonard, Jimmy's your guy. I just figured we'd make a few dollars on the side.
How did he know me?
The discount end. He dealt out of there. The guy at the front desk let him know if anybody came snooping around. He called Jimmy the minute he saw you taking a picture of the dump.
You're fucking using me.
No! You get half!
He knew about Sammy. Why would I tell him about fucking Sammy?
You tell everybody about Sammy. Everybody will listen. Remember Sammy Jacobs? Remember Sammy Jacobs? Great story. Gets better every time you tell it. So you lie to yourself to be happy. There's nothing wrong with that. We all do it. Who cares if there's a few little details you'd rather not remember?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Your wife surviving the assault. Her not believing your condition. The torment and pain and anguish tearing her up inside. The insulin.
That's Sammy, not me. I told you about Sammy.
Yeah, right. Like you tell yourself over and over again. Conditioning yourself to remember. Learning through repetition.
Sammy let his wife kill herself. Sammy ended up in an institution.
Sammy was a con man. A faker.
I never said that Sammy was faking.
Exposed him for what he was. A fraud.
But I was wrong. That's the whole point. See, Sammy's wife came to me.
Sammy didn't have a wife. It was your wife who had diabetes.
Oh,
out.
My wife wasn't diabetic.
You sure? Ouch. Cut it out.
She wasn't diabetic. You think I don't know my own wife? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I guess I can only make you remember the things you want to be true. Like old Jimmy down there.
He's not the right guy.
He was to you. Come on, you got your revenge. Enjoy it while you still remember. What difference does it make whether he was your guy or not?
It makes all the difference.
Why? You're never going to know.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
I will. Somehow, I'll
You know. Won't remember.
When it's done, I will know. It'll be different.
Well, I thought so, too. In fact, I was sure of it, but you didn't. That's right. The real John G. I helped you find him over a year ago. He's already dead.
Don't lie to me anymore.
Look, Lenny, I was the cop assigned to your wife's case. I believed you. I thought you deserved a chance for revenge. I'm the one that helped you find the other guy in your bathroom that night. The guy that cracked your skull and fucked your wife. We found him. You killed him. But you didn't remember. So I helped you start looking again. Looking for the guy you already killed.
Oh, yeah? So who was he?
Just some guy. I mean, does it even matter who? No reason, Lenny. No conspiracy, just bad fucking luck. A couple of junkies too strung out to realize your wife didn't live alone. But when you killed them, I was so convinced that you'd remember. But it didn't stick. Like nothing ever sticks, like this won't stick. I took that picture. Just when you did it. Look how happy you are. I wanted to see that face again.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Fuck you. I gave you a reason to live, and you were more than happy to help. You don't want the truth. You make up your own truth, like your police file. It was complete when I gave it to you. Who took out the 12 pages?
You, probably.
No, it wasn't me. See, it was you.
Why would I do that?
To create a puzzle you could never solve? You know how many towns, how many John G's or James G's? I mean, shit, Lenny, I'm a fucking John G.
Your name's Teddy.
My mother calls me Teddy. My name's John Edward Gamble. Cheer up. There's plenty of John G's for us to find. All you do is moan. I'm the one that has to live with what you've done. I'm the one that put it all together. You wander around, you're playing detective. You're living a dream, kid. A dead wife to pine for. A sense of purpose to your life. A romantic quest that you wouldn't end, even if I wasn't in the picture.
I should kill you.
Quit it, Lenny. Come on. You're not a killer.
That's why you're so good at it.
Come on, what are you doing? You know what time it is? It's beer o'clock. I'm buying. Fuck.
I'm not a killer. I'm just someone who wanted to make things right. Can I just let myself forget what you've told me? Can I just let myself forget what you've made me do? John G to look for. You're John G. So you can be my John G.
myself to be happy in your case, Teddy. Yes, I will.
Hey, that's not your car.
It is now.
Jesus Christ, you can't take it.
Why not?
Because the guy you just killed owns it. Somebody will recognize it.
You know, I think I'd rather be mistaken for a dead guy than a killer. I might hang on to this for a while.
Lenny. Look, don't let me... Will you help me find the keys? Help me find my keys. Lenny!
To Egypt, which was
wow.
Yeah, I know you're excited.
I am.
You know, wow backwards is wow. Did you know that? And
wow.
Wow upside down is mom, and mom upside down is dad's favorite thing. Thank you. My parents are in the audience. We went to Egypt with my in-laws, who are a lot of fun if you like being in a vault with them. And I don't know what that means, but thank you for laughing. And we went there, and it was a beautiful country. I learned quite a bit. We went during Christmas, so there were like Christmas lights on the pyramids and everything,
right.
Which is kind of a joke, but not quite. And then we went to the Sphinx. We went to the back of the Sphinx, but nobody goes back there. You know why? Because it's Sphinx back there. That's why. And then it's interesting. All the women look like Jamie Farr, all of them. And I'm a big Jamie Farr fan, and I love women, so the combination just turned me on major.
Right.
And see, major, that's right from MASH, too. Then it was interesting because you have to tip, like in the bathroom at the airport, you have
right.
to tip for toilet paper.
Right.
And then basically you're negotiating. There's a guy under your stall reaching, and you kind of are exchanging the money at the wrong moment and
sure.
hoping you can just give me the money, give me the paper. And I made a mistake. I didn't understand the currency, and I gave him $17 for three sheets of toilet paper. And I realized you're just better off just using the currency.
Sure, sure.
Getting a lot of bills
certainly
and hoping you don't get chafed. You know
staying
what I'm
aware
saying?
Of the exchange rate there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hank, have you ever been in the Middle East?
Indeed I am.
I believe Hank was just then in the Middle East.
Then, it was interesting, we were with a guy named Dr. Marvin, who came out of the restroom
yeah.
At the airport in Egypt, and he had eaten a lot of food, and it didn't agree with him, and he just said, wow, I have a problem, the earth just came out of me. His line.
That's
and it
Dr.
Was,
Marvin.
It was Dr. Marvin, he was covered in water, it was disgusting and horrible, and we're very close, and he looks like Jamie Farr. And then we went, when you're close to him, but then when he's far, forget it, there's a fun there, I'm not there. So then we,
tell you the truth, I didn't even need to be there for the fucking Saget interview.
Good show.
All I said was, hi, Bob, bye, Bob. I could have been working at a Jack in the Box.
Oh, don't diminish yourself. Anyone with less talent would have tried to interrupt you.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. It just seems to me... Oh, Bob.
Did I go on too long? Was I rambling or anything?
Absolutely not. You were great. Love your work, Bob.
Yeah, I love the one where the man gets hit in the nuts with a wiffle ball. Anytime.
Come back anytime, Bob.
Thanks.
Sure. What do we have on tomorrow?
Earl Holliman. He's got another new TV show and an author. And don't panic. Macaulay Culkin dropped out.
Oh,
geography
God
quiz.
Sakes.
But I'm working on a new guest now.
Who's Gwen O'Gon?
Macaulay Culkin.
I'm
not just kidding you.
Oh.
He's always got his Dudley Moore. And the network is pushing Donna Mills.
Donna Mills? Even Kiss is working without makeup, Artie.
Excuse me, Arthur, you know Ray.
Ray!
You doing Arthur?
How are you, my
friend? And Larry, you know my friend Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Host
of
Family Feud.
Yeah,
Larry.
Hey, we're on our way to the smokehouse. You want to go?
Come on. We're having a couple of beer skis.
Oh, beer skis. As much as that, no, survey says no. Really.
All right, we'll see.
See you, Ray. Hang
so long.
Hey, now.
You like Terry Garr. You want to bring her back?
I like Terry Garr, too. Yeah, absolutely. I like when she hiked her dress up. That was funny.
Well, you got a little too inside on this section.
I
jumped in with a good bit.
That was a fluke, Artie. I'm telling you, the guy cares less and less about the show.
He doesn't know a thing about the show until he's on the air. He feels it keeps him spontaneous. It serves him well.
Did you see him tonight practically asleep on the couch at one point? I looked... Well, who am I protecting? He was asleep on the couch.
Of course he was asleep. He's a fucking moron. What do you expect?
This section of the Voice of Mongolia broadcasts half-hour transmissions on a daily basis to Australia, South Asia, and Europe.
कार्यक्रम घटना र विचारबाट आदरणीय श्रोताहरू सरकार र माओवादी पक्षबीच अस्ति बर्दियामा सम्पन्न दोस्रो चरणको वार्ताको विषयमा सबै राजनीतिक दललाई जानकारी गराउन र समीक्षा गर्ने उद्देश्यले प्रधानमन्त्री शेरबहादुर देउवाले आज आफ्नो कार्यालय सिंहदरबारमा सर्वदलीय बैठकको आयोजना गर्नुभयो
Bishops are now venerating the altar itself for the beginning of this historic ceremony. The Pope himself beginning to approach the altar in order to venerate it. The altar to another outburst of applause from the crowd and an outburst of applause from the choir, which is gathered behind the altar, a fairly sizable choir, all dressed in white. And the Pope now approaching the presidential chair, the papal chair, and assisted by his ministers. Looks like he's getting ready to sit down. As the last of the bishops come up behind the altar and continue to venerate it. Assistants have removed the Pope's mitre and crozier. And now the acolytes. Levites are approaching the Pope for the beginning of the ceremony.
Not a thief.